This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Unwired LA. We're about to speak to Mark Wolf, who's the director of e-government in the office of Los Angeles Mayor James Hahn. Welcome to Unwired LA.
Thank you, Mark.
The main purpose of this conversation is to talk about the meeting that's going to be held this coming Monday on February 7th at the Marvin Browdy Constituent Service Center in Van Nuys. What's the purpose of that meeting and who's convening it?
Okay. We're going to be holding a public forum, as you said, on Monday, February 7th at 6 p.m. For the mayor's Wi-Fi and Beyond Executive Advisory Panel.
Okay.
And really the purpose of the forum is to provide the public an opportunity for input on how to expand wireless services to LA's neighborhoods and communities.
Right.
And we're really looking for the public to express what the community's needs are. So some of the things that we'll be looking at as the panel following the public forum is really what government's role should be.
Okay, and what as you see it, are the range of roles that the government might have in this? And before you answer that, what you said was that this is about putting broadband into the communities. This is not so much, is it, for businesses and large organizations, but rather for residential services to the people in all the different communities of Los Angeles?
Well, I think it's really Wi-Fi-ing LA, so it really would reach probably multiple audiences.
Right.
Just not residents in Los Angeles. And we're looking to, this is really focusing on untethered communications.
Right.
And when the mayor came up with the title for the advisory committee saying Wi-Fi and beyond, we really want to take a 5-year look out and not just look at current Wi-Fi technology.
So why Max is certainly included in that beyond.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, now focus then again on that issue of how much the government should be involved, from the furthest limits that you think the LA City government could be involved to the least involvement and the sort of just basic facilitation function.
Sure. The mayor's been very clear in saying that he wants to have a free market model.
Right.
So he clearly would like to have government have a role where there's some government oversight that's engaged in a cooperative effort with private enterprise.
Right.
So in regards to how that would play out, I think it's really too soon to anticipate that, but I think there's really a number of different models that we could look at, including, you know, a very active role to a more minimal role.
Okay, what would a more active role involve?
Well, I mean, a more active role would be probably something more along the lines of a Philadelphia model.
Right.
So it's really dependent, you know. We're looking at, as I said, a number of different models, but I think the mayor's vision is a little bit different than Philadelphia's.
Okay. I'm going to be interviewing the Diana Neff next Wednesday, so maybe I can get both of them on together sometime and
sure.
They can compare their visions.
Yeah, as I said, the mayor has been very clear in saying that he's really looking for a free market model that would really provide, in the end, the best services for the residents and businesses in Los Angeles.
Okay, now there's been another initiative that the mayor took even more recently, as of January 21st, to put out a request for information about how the broadband community could make the best use of the hundreds of thousands of lamp posts and traffic lights and
exactly.
Buildings that the city owns. How does that tie in with the Wi-Fi and Beyond executive panel's mission?
Yeah, it definitely is directly related. We wanted to put it on a parallel track, though, because we didn't want to have the two be sequential and take it longer than we'd like to move faster on this.
Right.
So, anyway, it will, leveraging the city's assets, infrastructure assets, as you mentioned, is definitely part of an overall solution that we would see.
Right.
So, it could fit into any of the models. That could potentially be the ultimate one that we select, but we wanted to be able to get that out already, and we issued it as a RFI, a request for information. So since we're not quite at the point yet where we're ready to issue an RFP,
right.
We wanted the industry to come back and give us their input and tell us what they think and how we could work in a cooperative arrangement with them.
Okay. Now, focusing on community again, in doing some research on this issue, I've discovered that there's a movement called Community Broadband in the United Kingdom that's very busily trying to organize local communities to provide themselves with broadband services, mm-hmm. using Wi-Fi and other means. This runs very closely parallel to something I suggested years ago, that the neighborhood councils, which are designed to decentralize power in the city, get involved in this themselves on some level and use the Wi-Fi network in their communities to do all the kind of things that they might want to do.
Sure.
Has there been much involvement in either the executive panel or the in terms of the executive panel from the neighborhood councils, either in the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment or any of the individual councils? And will some of them be at this meeting to talk about this, or what can you say about that?
Yeah, I would definitely expect they are definitely an important partner in this whole scheme of things. And in terms of the public outreach, this public forum that's taking place on Monday is really our first outreach to the public.
Right.
So we did send out communications to both the IT community and the education and neighborhoods community for our council side, for the people that currently subscribe to our email list for both of those council committees. So we're hoping that we'll reach the right individuals to participate in this public forum. We sent out communication to over 1,900 individuals.
Okay.
So anyway, we're excited about a good turnout for Monday.
On the official side, who all is going to be there that you can say?
On the mayor's side, Deputy Mayor Don Liu will be there, and he'll be kicking off the session.
Right.
And then in addition to that, all of the members of the Wi-Fi panel, which there are, I think the number is 16.
Right.
Which include members, it's an expert panel from the outside consisting of industry experts, experts from academia, and government stakeholders also.
So there are going to be almost 20 people there on the podium, huh?
Yeah, there's going to be quite a few.
Okay, and what's the format? What presentations will be made officially, and what kind of arrangements are made for public input?
What we'll be doing is we'll give a brief presentation to give kind of the scope and introduce the panel, and as I said, and kind of articulate the mayor's vision. And then we'll open it up for public input, and we'll have a sign-in process for speakers, and then we'll give them the opportunity to give us their input and really tell us what they're looking for.
How many minutes are people going to be allotted?
We're really going to gauge it on based on, we're still working that out, we're going to gauge it based on the attendance and the number of those that are signed up for speaking.
Okay. Will the event be videotaped or audio recorded or webcast or
it
any of these things?
It will be audio recorded. And so that is definitely planned. We're trying to keep costs down, so
right.
we didn't go any further than that.
And that's going to then be available on some city site for people to listen to?
Yes, we're talking about different ways of getting the information out, so we haven't worked out the exact details of what we'll do. But
you're welcome to put it on the Unwired LA website.
Sounds good.
Where does this fit in with the timetable? Where is the Wi-Fi and Beyond Los Angeles Executive Advisory Panel in its deliberations now? When can we expect some kind of output or report from them?
Sure. The panel is targeted to provide its recommendations in a written form of report to the mayor in late April of 2005, so in a few months here.
Okay. And what's the timing for this leasing of the infrastructure assets?
That one, I don't have the exact date. It would take me a second to look that up for you, but
right.
it's I would believe it's further down in the next 4 weeks here.
Okay. So when do you envision will the city council need to do something about all this, or will the mayor be able to issue some kind of order? What's the political process involved in bringing what sound like very advanced and interesting projects to see the light of day?
Yes, we'll be bringing in the city council and as we move forward and get the report recommendations from the panel, and then we'll be working cooperatively with them to figure out really the best way to move forward in the implementation plan.
So it wouldn't be out of the question to expect that by the end of 2005 some things might be moving ahead in actual implementation?
I would definitely expect that. And there are already a number of pilots that are underway that we have, for example, out at the Browdy Center. It's one of the reasons why we chose that location as our meeting location.
I mean, it is already unwired, and people can bring their Centrino-equipped laptops and have fun there tonight or on Monday night.
Exactly, and we're soon to launch in March at Pershing Square, another Wi-Fi hotspot.
Okay, just say a little bit to sort of wrap up about the potential. We've just really been talking here about getting the Wi-Fi to places, but about which there's one more thing. Is the city considering any form of subsidy to places where otherwise there might not be any Wi-Fi?
Yeah, definitely one of the mayor's goals is to have ubiquitous access across LA.
Right.
So, as part of, I think, the solution that we're looking for from the panel is to really address how to do that.
Okay, and that might include some kind of, who knows, tax write-offs or freeze, some kind of tax incentive zones for people to do this?
I mean, at this point, again, it's, I think, premature to know what we're going to get from the panel, but I think all of those options are possible.
Okay, and what we've been talking about really, though, has just been the core delivery of the access. What can you say as Director of E-Government about how a ubiquitous universal broadband regime throughout the city of Los Angeles would affect, for example, e-government services and their delivery in the city?
Well, we're definitely looking to make government more efficient and also provide easier access to government services for residents and businesses in L.A. So through an infrastructure like this, as part of that, we'll have a plan for further developing e-government initiatives to be able to roll out applications which will allow people to have access to City Hall from their homes and from their businesses.
Okay. Two final related issues. Once this system is in place, once everyone has broadband access, they can get voice over IP, and they won't need to use the phone company, and they can get a little bit later, I think, TV, video over IP, and they won't need to use the cable company. In Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania generally, Verizon saw this coming and said, we don't want it. And they made sure that the legislature in Harrisburg passed a law that said municipalities cannot offer broadband services to their residents, although they had to waive their right of first refusal in Philadelphia to get the governor, who used to be the mayor of Philadelphia, to sign it. What do you see as the political issues emerging there, and is Los Angeles considering going to Sacramento preemptively to pass some legislation that would enable it, that would authorize it, to offer services or to set up a regime within the parameters that you've already mentioned that would make all this possible and keep the telcos and the cable companies from blocking it?
We haven't had any discussion like that internally in the mayor's office up to this point in regards to going up to Sacramento. I think that from my earlier comments in regards to the mayor's vision, he's really looking at working cooperatively with private industry on making this happen. So at this point, we'd like to figure out a way that's going to work for everyone. So we're hopeful that we can, through the plan that evolves through the work of the panel, come up with a plan that is going to be, you know, work well for business and work well for the residents of Los Angeles.
Okay. Is there likely to be some kind of provisions in the final final arrangements that would keep, say, for example, SBC, which just bought AT&T for $16 billion, from essentially buying up all this space and either using it to expand their network at the expense of other smaller ones or to buy it up and not even use it? Are there going to be provisions to prevent that?
Well, as I said, I mean, we really want it to be a free market environment.
Right.
So we want to see participation from multiple providers, multiple businesses out there. So we're looking at it being a situation, a win-win situation where, as I said, all businesses in this area as well as government and residents and businesses in L.A. all end up with a, you know, a good approach and a good solution.
Okay. And the first one of the first steps to do that would be to urge everyone to come to this meeting on Monday.
Yes.
So why don't you make a final plug for that, and then I'll let you get back to running the e-government services.
Well, thank you. As I said, we're looking forward to input. This will be the first session that we're doing. We'll plan to do a latter session close to the publishing of the actual report. So this is an important session for us. The panel is very excited about getting input from the public about what they would like to see for Los Angeles neighborhoods.
Okay, and tell us again when, where, and so on this is going to be?
It's again this Monday, February 7th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Marvin Browdy Constituent Center, which is located in Van Nuys, 6262 Van Nuys Boulevard. And there's underground parking in that facility that's provided at no charge. So we're looking forward to having a good turnout.
Okay, you're going to be there?
I definitely will.
Good, okay. I'll look forward to seeing you and helping more people find out what happens there and move this process forward as expeditiously as possible.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.